The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I wanted to just start tonight by just, I said I was going to do this for a little while, see what happens, but to see if there's any questions you have before the talk, any questions about your practice, about anything you've been experiencing. So I want to just start. Before I do the talk, just take maybe 10 minutes or so to take questions. And if there's no questions, we'll just do the talk. But let's just leave some space for that right now. I know it can feel like putting yourself out there to ask a question about your practice, but I'd encourage you, if you do have a question, to see if you can summon up the courage to ask, because sometimes five other people in the room actually have the same question you do. Yeah. And we'll use the mics for this.
I have in my practice, I often find, well, in my particular situation, I'm dealing with a lot of physical discomfort, and I find that gets in the way of getting to some sort of peaceful mindset, at least the one that I think I should be getting to in a meditative state. So instead, I get frustrated, and I say, I'm going to stop meditating until I feel better physically, but I never get there.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, is it some sort of chicken or the egg scenario I'm dealing with, or is it meditating with physical discomfort just part of it?
So I would say that in your situation, meditating with physical discomfort is part of the terrain, and this actually touches into my topic for the evening, but the practice is partly, if you can't settle your mind down because there's so much discomfort, often it's either because you're trying to pay attention to something like the breath and your attention is pulled elsewhere to uncomfortable situation, uncomfortable experience, for example. So it's very hard to settle the mind with the breath if you're having a lot of physical discomfort in the body. Sometimes when there's physical discomfort in the body, we can use that actual physical discomfort as something to pay attention to, and then notice how we're reacting to it. This is a big part of our mindfulness practice, actually, is just noticing when we're experiencing unpleasant experience and see, how am I with that? Usually we're not so okay with that. Usually we experience aversion with that. And that can actually be what we look at, what we explore. We can explore the aversion itself. And aversion is actually the topic of my talk. So my talk will address this in detail. So I think I'll just leave it at that for now and allow the talk to cover more of the answer, and see if there's anybody else who has a question for now.
Great, thank you. I was not paid to ask that question.
Does anybody else have another question? Yeah, over here.
I practice at home most mornings, and I do listen to your guidance when I practice, so it's nice to be here in person. And there's a little stress at home right now. My husband is between jobs, and I have felt that my practice is tighter than it was, let's say, a year ago. I'm not having the openings that I used to have. Mm-hmm. But my time is limited, and I practice at home most mornings. I was here Monday night, and I was amazed at how much I just felt the energy in the room entering, and I was able to deal with the anxiety that I have a little bit differently, and I really did feel better and lighter. And that's why I'm here again, because I feel like being in a different place is definitely beneficial. But I don't have the time to come here every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't really know what to make of my practice at home now. I'm guessing that it's helping. I mean, how can it not be helping me? But it doesn't feel like it is.
So, yeah, this question, you know, different conditions of our lives will change what our meditation feels like. You know, when we're going through stressful circumstances or when loved ones are going through stressful circumstances, things change. And, you know, your home environment perhaps doesn't quite have the settled, safe, secure feeling that it had some months ago, for instance. And so that changes the conditions. So, of course, the meditation feels different. It is supportive to just continue to try to work with the meditation in that circumstance. At one point, I asked Gil on one retreat. I was struggling with making effort with the conditions. It's like, is it even worthwhile meditating? And he said, just make the best effort that you can given the conditions that are available to you. It will be helpful. So it takes a little bit of a leap of faith to, because we're so used to what it feels like when it settles down, you know, like before, you know, you had a sense of what it could feel like when it settles down. This situation now, it seems like, well, it pales in comparison, or it just doesn't feel like it's doing anything for me. But it actually is supporting you to be, probably, as from my own experience, I know when I have stressful circumstance, when I bring my practice, it allows me to be at least somewhat more easeful with those stressful circumstances. And if you stopped meditating, you might find that the stress in your life actually mushroomed. So, you know, you can't really compare now to then. And the other piece that this points to is that we think meditation is about getting to some certain state. Sometimes, you know, we think it means getting to a place of particular calm or peace or something familiar where I feel really relaxed and calm and everything just flows and I can be with the breath the whole time. We think it's about a certain state sometimes. But meditation is more about being present, not about finding pleasant. So if you are present for what is happening, if you are able to be present for the discomfort, the anxiety, the frustration, if you're able to be present for that, yes, it's not going to feel as wonderful as it felt when you didn't have that. But if you're present for it, you're strengthening that muscle of mindfulness. And you're also cultivating the capacity to work with challenge. Gil sometimes has used an analogy about somebody rowing a boat across a lake. You know, it's like if the lake is completely smooth, it's really easy to row that boat across the lake. Feels really good. You're just like, yeah, I can really do this. I know how to row this boat. And then, you know, if it's really choppy, there's a lot of wind, it's a lot harder to do it, it's much less pleasant. It doesn't seem to be as nice, but you're actually strengthening your capacity in that situation. So we just have to take a slightly different perspective on our meditation when we have a challenging situation and look at it partly from the perspective of that it is supporting you in a struggle, that it doesn't have to be the way it was, and that there's strength that's being cultivated. So I think I'll go ahead and start the talk,